Gibbs is getting close to that first down territory. He's doing some great broken field running. They set up the screen pass as Gibbs went out, came in on a screen, looked in, he looked behind him, and there was Cutler with the football, and then Gibbs had to run. And in run he did. He picked up plenty of yardage, enough for the first down, clear down to the 35-yard line for Preston in Preston territory. Beautiful play by Brad Cutler as they set up that screen play. You just couldn't ask for a better one, Jeff.
Well, that time, Cutler suckered the defense into the defensive line into coming after him. They went after him a little too vehemently as he set up the screen. He screened it to Gibbs, and he was off to the races.
Brad Cutler hands off to Gibbs. Gibbs wins his way through tacklers. He would have been caught 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Picked up a yard instead. Brought down in there by Lauren Hatch, along with Bob Duane and Rob Sparrow. 2:34 left in this third quarter of action. It's still 7-0, but Bear River starting to make some noise this third quarter for the first time in this third quarter. 46 yards picked up by Brad Gibbs, but he's carried a good many times.
Second down and 8.
Second and 8 coming up for Bear River. Gibbs and Wheatley in the backfield. On the left side, Frank and Weiss, pass receivers. Swing pass to Wheatley. He's got it. First down. He's headed to that corner. 10, 5. He's close to the touchdown. He's got it. Just stuck that football across the goal line as he picked that one up. Beautiful play from the 35-yard line. As Wheatley came out of that backfield, going to the left, swing pass from Cutler to Wheatley, and Wheatley was off to the races. And he just outran Preston and just sneaked that football across that goal line. It's now 13-0. Bear River, I see no flags, is going to be an attempt for the point after touchdown. Into kick is Brad Cutler, and Cutler coming off the sidelines as Mark Weiss is ready to hold, but Cutler wasn't quite up there yet. The snap. And Cutler boots it good. 14-0 Bear River with 1:59 left in the third quarter of action. We'll be back with the kickoff to Preston in just a moment. Jeff?
And thank you very much, Larry. Your family store is Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Whether it's fabric for mom, boots for dad, or a complete outfit for the youngsters, you can find it all at Gebhardt's. Shop the family store, Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Find the equipment for your every need at Golden Spike Equipment in Tremonton. Your international headquarters for fine farm tractors and equipment is Golden Spike Equipment on the highway west of Tremonton. Stop by Chicken Out after the game and buy a bucket of chicken. Just say you heard the game on KBUH and they'll be glad to give you a quarter off on a family bucket. That chicken is so piping hot and licking good. That's Chicken Out. Hurry in right after the game.
Blair Knapp along with Doug Porter, and on the near side, Bart Gunderson. Three men back deep. Brad Cutler, the quarterback and kicker for Bear River High School. He's ready. 1:59 left in the third quarter of action, and it's suddenly, just like Burley, 14-0 with Bear River leading. A little squib kick comes down, scoots through everyone, and picked up by Porter. He's at the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35-yard line. He's going to be downed at the 35-yard line as he runs in headlong into Kevin Reed along with David Falk. Falk and Kevin Reed on the tackle. First down and 10 from the 35-yard line for Preston High School with 1:52 left in the third quarter of action. And suddenly Brad Cutler with a couple of completions is 50% on his passing this evening with 131 yards gained. One touchdown by way of the passing route. In motion is Griffith. Back to pass is Mon. He looks deep. Passes over the middle, intended for Griffith through the hands of Mark Weiss, who cut in front of Griffith. Griffith was out there, but suddenly out of nowhere came Weiss. And Weiss nearly picked that one off. And Bear River is fired up after that second touchdown.
And of course, Preston's going to have to come out of their conservative running game now. They're 14 points down with only 1:30 left in the third quarter. They're going to have to put the ball in the air to get back in this one. And Bear River has the four safeties back there with the two linebackers. It could be awfully tough to pass on Bear River.
Down two touchdowns. Work on that running game all that way. Pitch back to Winward and hustle down in the backfield by Brad Gibbs as Gibbs just stayed with Winward. He got there as the football did at the 30-yard line and pushed him clear back to the 25-yard line. A loss of 10 yards on the play. They say he got back to the 30-yard line. They say the original line of scrimmage, 29-yard line, original line of scrimmage was the 36. It's a loss of 6 yards. He didn't go back the full 10 yards after all. They said he was down. His motion was stopped 6 yards back. A loss of 6 yards on the play, and out of nowhere came Gibbs. 54 seconds left in the third quarter of action. As Gibbs is threatening to come blowing through there again. Mon back to pass. Rolls right, passes to the right. He's got his man, Griffith, on a beautiful leaping catch at the 40-yard line. That's still going to make it fourth down and 6 yards coming up for Preston with 43 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Franck, the defensive back, was right on his man there. Nice reception by the receivers. He had to leap up in the air, make a one-handed grab over the shoulder, made it, landed on the turf, but held onto the ball.
Punting situation once again, and back to kick is Dan Wright. Back to receive, Brad Gibbs deep, shallow is Jeff Franck. High snap from center, and Wright gets it away with the left foot. Franck, no, Gibbs with it at the 30-yard line, his own 30, cuts to the 35, to the 40, breaks one tackle, to the 45, to midfield, and he's wrestled out of bounds, or down at the midfield, by number 76, Boyack. Boyack got him by the horns and bulldogged him down, just short of midfield at the 49-yard line.
First and 10.
30 seconds left in the third quarter of action. It's 14-0, Bear River. As they picked up the touchdown by way of the pass in the third quarter, the touchdown by way of the run in the first quarter, and two extra points, and they've got it 14-0, identical to their score last week against Burley High School, but they have a chance to add to it now. Brad Cutler fakes the handoff to Gibbs, back to pass, passes over the middle to Gibbs. Gibbs across the 40-yard line of Preston, flag on the play. Gibbs is still up and going. Let's see what's going to happen. It might be a clip on the play. Gibbs is going to go across that goal line, but a flag on the play at the 37-yard line. We might have a clip. We might have ourselves a clip. We'll have to check. Officials consulting.
Actually, what happened is number 27, I believe is number 27 for Bear River High School, Mark Weiss, he interfered with the defensive man a little too vehemently on the pass play over in this flat. It was completely away from the action. It was in the right flat, and he interfered so vehemently with the receiver that it was called for pass interference. It's really a sad penalty because it was completely away from the play.
And I'm not sure if there hasn't been another penalty assessed, Jeff, for unsportsmanlike conduct. He threw another flag down there, and I think he was upset with the way Weiss was talking. I guess they're not going to march off anymore. Unsportsmanlike conduct as they bring it back to the line of scrimmage, a loss of down, and then march off another 15. So it's back to the 33-yard line. No, now they go with the other 15 yards. Now it's back to the 33-yard line and two penalties. After the play had been called dead, Mark Weiss said something sweet to the official, and you saw the official suddenly turn red from the neck on up and point right at Weiss and say, "Shut up, young man, before I kick you out of here."
That's true, but you know, the important thing about preseason play is also is to get the attitude in line, and you know, things like that can happen in any sport, no matter whether it's football, basketball, or such. It's such a heated game. It's only 14-0, Bear River, and the play was away from the pass completion.
Brad Cutler pitches back to Wheatley, and Wheatley trying to turn upfield. He picks up good yardage, 10, 15 yards. He's up across the 30-yard line, down at about the 36-yard line. Beautiful play by Wheatley as they started from that 18-yard line. He picks up about 15 yards on the play. Jeff, I've seen momentum stopped before, but that was positively with the two penalties back-to-back, burial at sea, or should I say burial at sea.
And, of course, it took away the touchdown, and, of course, that's one thing that really hurts a team because you win game by points, not by yards. And now they've got only a 14-0 lead, and that changes the complexion of the ball game. A 21-0 lead would have made it almost insurmountable for Preston, but now it's 14-0.
Third quarter has ended now as David Wheatley is brought down on that running play. And at the end of three quarters of action is Bear River 14, Preston nothing. Jeff.
Don's Furniture can get you coming and going. Don's gets you coming by offering you the finest in national brand new furniture, and Don gets you going by offering the finest upholstery work when your furniture wears out. Either way, make Don's Furniture your headquarters. Mac's Drive-In is all new, and the food is better than ever. Whether you have time for just a sandwich or time for a full course meal, come to Mac's and enjoy the new seating area at Mac's. Back to you, Larry.
Third and 23. It's a pass out there anyway, over the horizon. Cutler passes in the backfield to Weiss. Weiss is going to run with it now. He's at the 35 to the 36-yard line, just across the line of scrimmage, as they try to set up that halfback pass in the backfield and let Weiss run with it. And Weiss got nowhere, picked up a half yard on the play at the most. Fourth down and 23 yards coming up. And you might as well forget about it. It's trying to go for it, Jeff. You have a 14-point lead. Obvious punting situation. Back deep to receive is number 15, John Mon, and Doug Porter. The boot by Cutler. Long and high. Porter about to pick it up and being covered well by Bear River as Jeff Franck covers it and downs it, and we might see another personal foul on the play. It's against Preston this time, pointed at Bob Dwayne, and Dwayne upset this time.
Looked like a clip right there, Larry, right where he had the flag. We'll have to wait and see if that's a call.
The official threw the flag. Dwayne was picking himself up off the turf, and he clipped. That's what it looks like anyway, as Jeff Lish is being consulted by the official. With 11:41 left in the ball game, Bear River in the driver's seat and trying to take it home. He'd like nothing better. Coach Don Peterson, that is, would like nothing better than to string together two wins right off the bat. With that clip, they're going to bring it back and see how close they can get. 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, which was the 38-yard line. March it up across the 40, across midfield to the 48-yard line of Preston. Clipping on Preston, 48-yard line.
Clipping 15 yards. First and 10.
And we'll have to check and see. That is a first down, Jeff, on a clip penalty. I'm not sure how the ruling goes in high school. It still has the fourth down marker out there, and back to punt is Brad Cutler. It is fourth down. It is not an automatic first down. It's fourth down with 11:37 left in the final half and the final quarter of this ball game. Brad Cutler, end-over-end kick, coming down to Porter. Porter, that one scoots through Porter and picked up in there by Mon. Mon bounces off one tackler, but he doesn't bounce off of number 55. Cole Westergaard, correction. Number 65, Gary Whitaker, was in on that tackle. Didn't get off of Whitaker. As Whitaker met him, he was the second man to meet him, as Mon met him head on.
First and 10.
First and 10 for Preston, and they'll start from their own 13-yard line. And they have two touchdowns and a couple of extra points to overcome. They're down 14 to nothing. Bear River at home, first home game of the year, second game of the year. They're leading 14 to nothing, identical to their first game win score. And John Mon at quarterback. Back to pass. Looks right. He's going to have to pass now. He's getting smothered in that backfield. Now he breaks away. Coming upfield, being brought down hard.
On the keeper.
On the play. We'll have to check the number. By number 47, Blair Anderson. And Anderson was shaken up on the play. Mon picked up 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3 coming up. Actually, they're saying second down and 2, and now they changed it to 3 on the scoreboard. 31 yards picked up by Mon as he was forced out of the pocket once again in that backfield. Gunderson along with Winward. Barking out the signals is Mon. He hands it back to Winward. Winward crossbucks. He's going to be close to first down territory. Brought down hard in there by the tackler, number 48, Mitch Rogers. Mitch Rogers picks up the tackle.
Miserably, and on the first tackle.
And that's going to be first down, it looks like.
First and 10.
First and 10 for Preston from their 28-yard line. First down and 10 for Preston. Trailing 14 to nothing. Mon hands it off to Gunderson. Finds a hole, but there's a flag on the play. Brought down in there by Mitch Rogers along with David Mizrazi. And Mark Weiss on the play. And it looks like it's Kelton Keller who was on the hold. Offensive holding against Preston. Out goes Keller, in comes Dwayne with 10-11 left in the ball game. And Don Peterson takes off his hat, scratches his head, and says, come on, gang, we're that close. 10 minutes, 11 seconds away, we got to hold him. Good defense out there. They're discussing it now with the acting captain out there, Brad Gibbs, co-captain with Jeff Lish of this ball club. They march it off. 15-yard penalty, and it'll be first down and 25 for Preston. First in a quarter of a century to get there. Four penalties against Preston for a total of 50 yards thus far in the ball game. First down and 25 with 10:03 left in the ball game. Back to passes. Mon looks left, passes left. He's got his man Griffith. Griffith up near the original line of scrimmage. Pickup of about 13 yards on the play. Second down and about 12 coming up. And it looks like there's some problem in the pileup down there, as Brad Gibbs and Mitch Rogers down there on the tackle along with Jeff Franck. Four for 10, for Mon. For 52 yards total in the air. With 9:52 left in the ball game, and now that first half clean ball game is suddenly turning into a penalty-filled ball game. I didn't catch the penalty, Jeff, did you?
It was a personal foul, Larry. I couldn't tell exactly who they were pointing at. It was one of the linemen. And those lines in there now are really fighting hard. They fight each other on both offense and defense, as most players go both ways.
First down and 10 from the 40-yard line. First down and for Preston as they pick up a couple of yards as Bart Gunderson, picks up about 4 yards on the play. Brought down in there by Zundel. 9:29 left in the ballgame. 14-0. Bear River leading. Out of the lineup comes Zundel. Into the lineup comes Russell Pearson.
20 seconds remaining in the ballgame.
And Bear River being hit with penalties right now. But for every penalty Bear River gets, Preston also gets one. And so it stays 14-0. Bear River. Mon trying to pitch back. Loses the football. It's fumbled. Picked up by Bear River. We might have to see. One Preston ball player against Bear River's three ball players. And it looks like Preston got it back. As the officials, they're still battling for it. And the officials rule that it was Bear River by number 39, David Falk, who fell on that one. The pitch intended out here to Gunderson, and Gunderson dived for the ball. Looked like he came up with it against three Bear River ball players, but as they unstacked, David Falk came up with it. 8:48 left in the ball game, and a big fumble by Preston.
Any Bear will tell you when they go in for the kill, they go in hard. A big break for the Bears. Let's see if they can cash it in now.
Split receivers to the right. Over the middle to Mark Weiss. Flag on the play. Incomplete to Weiss.
There's a flag.
Immediately, with a snap of the football, there's a flag on the play. As Mark Weiss was the intended receiver. Penalty against Bear River. And they're discussing it with Captain, Co-Captain, Bob Boyack of Preston. What do you want to do with it, Bob? Bob is one of the few really big ball players on this Preston ball club. Boyack is 6 feet 2, 210 pounds and co-captain, and the way he plays football, no wonder he's a co-captain on this ball club. Good, solid lineman. The penalty declined. It'll put it up at second down and 10. Just across midfield at the 45-yard line of Preston. Second down and 10 coming up for Bear River High School. And they would like nothing better than to break that 14-0 barrier. Cutler back to pass, being pressured by Gunderson. Passes out in the flat, intended for Gibbs. Over his head, out of play. Covering on the play is Blair Knapp. Third down and 10 coming up for Bear River with 8:17 left in the ball game. 6 for 12 is Brad Cutler, 131 yards. 8:14 left in the ball game.
Third down and 10.
And it's third down and 10 for Bear River. As they're in the driver's seat, but there's still too much time for Bear River fans, too much time left on that clock for Preston to come back. Brad Cutler with the third down and 10. He sends his pass receivers to the left. Two of them out there in the flat. Long pass intended for Weiss, just off his fingertips, out of bounds. Intended for Weiss covering on a play, John Mon. And Weiss, about two rungs short of the ladder on that.
And we have to keep in mind, Larry, that Bear River High has not yet allowed a point in the 1974 season. They've shut out Preston so far tonight with 8:08 left in the fourth quarter. They shut out Burley, their first opponent, 14-0. So Bear River keeping the slate clean so far in the young season.
Bear River has not exactly held Preston without movement of the ball. Preston has moved the ball all over the field. But their one score was nullified because the pass receiver who caught the pass was out of the end zone. The fake on the play is the pass by Cutler intended for number 88 out there, Curtis Stimson, and there's a flag on the play. The snap back to Cutler in the punting position. Immediate flag, and we'll have to see how it goes. It goes against Bear River. It'll probably be declined, and that means that Preston will pick up the football. Illegal motion as Cutler nearly picked his man there, Curtis Stimson, with a pass as they faked the punt. Illegal motion along that line nullified that play. And so Preston gets the football. There is no way, because the pass was incomplete, Stimson was hit immediately as he got that football and dropped the football. No way that Preston was going to be kept away from that football unless they took the penalty. And they weren't about to do that. Mon at quarterback being pressured, and he's dragged down immediately by Gary Whitaker. Whitaker breaks through that offensive line. And as Mon backed away from the center, he also got a big hunk of red jersey by Gary Whitaker. Whitaker ran through and grabbed him, tore him to the ground. A loss on the play of 9 yards. Second down and 19 coming up. Correction, they say only 7 yards. Second down and 17. Second down and 17 for Preston. On the scoreboards, it says 16. Two pass receivers to the right. Griffith along with Bell. A little screen pass intended for Winward. He's got it. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and picks up a yard and has run out of bounds. Finally, across the field by David Falk, who met him head on. And Russell Pearson also on that tackle. But Falk made the initial contact. The pickup of a half yard on the play. Third down and 16 coming up. Go by the scoreboard. Third down and 16 for Preston. With time running out for Preston. They've only allowed 2 touchdowns. But Bear River's defense has not allowed a single score. Mon back to pass. Looks right. Passes out here. He's got his man Griffith. Griffith met head on by 3 ball players. But Mark Reese was the first man. It looks like it's going to be close to first down territory. It might be just short though. It's going to be very close. And it's going to be ruled fourth down and about a yard to go.
Fourth down. And
less than a yard. Less than a yard. Fourth down and inches for Preston. And punting is Dan Wright. They are not going to keep the ball. Punting headed for Jeff Franck. He picks it up at his 25-yard line, at the 30, the 35, the 40-yard line. He breaks free at the 45 across midfield. He breaks away from the field. He's in for the score from the 20, the 10, and he loses part of his padding. The last potential tackler tore away a knee pad, and here's Jeff Franck with both knee pads hanging out of his pants. And kicking those knee pads as high as he can with 6:01 left in the ball game. Jeff Franck breaks away on the punt return. Beautiful play on the punt return. A return of, it looks like, Jeff, to me, 75 yards on that punt return for the touchdown. From the 25-yard line, from as near as we can figure, he picked it up at the 25-yard line in that vicinity. 75 yards for the touchdown. Brad Cutler with a chance to make it 21-0. Cutler with the kick, flags all over. Is the kick good? Everyone's saying the kick is off to the right anyway, but flags on the play. Let's see how it goes.
Bringing a score, 20 for the Bears.
Bear River fans going wild. Penalty against Preston. A correction, double penalty. It looked like they signaled penalties against both sides, but instead they signaled offsides against Bear River. And so the point after is nullified. It was no good. It was off to the right anyway. Declined by Preston, and the score will remain 20-0. With 6:01 left in the ball game, it's Bear River 20, Preston nothing. Jeff.
Helping you to grow is the theme at the people at Bear River State Bank, because by helping you to grow, Bear River State Bank grows bigger and stronger to serve you and your neighbors more effectively. So make yourself and Bear River State grow together. Any month is a great month to give that special someone a diamond of exquisite excellence to show that love in your heart. Stop by Miller Jewelry tomorrow and see their many diamonds. And remember, we've got the parade tomorrow, Larry.
Yes, we do.
Cutler will kick off.
Peach Day's Parade. Cutler, low end over end kick coming instead of to Porter to number 46, Clayton Moser. Moser up across the 30-yard line, down at the 33-yard line, brought down in there by number 37, David Wheatley, in on the tackle. Along with Curtis Stimson, it looks like. Stimson and Wheatley on that tackle. With 5:52 left in the ball game, Preston has their work cut out for them now. Plenty of time to score, but if you're going to run with the football, it's going to eat up some time. Penalty, personal foul against Bear River, and once again, sloppy play by both teams in the second half, defensively and offensively. After a clean penalty, relatively penalty-free first half for a preseason game, it's been riddled with penalties here in the second half. Almost every kickoff and kickoff return has brought a penalty, and once again, a 15-yard penalty against Bear River. First down and 10 from midfield, right at the halfway mark. And John Mond for Preston, trying to get the offense going for Preston. Mond back to pass, looks right, passes deep to the right, nearly picked off back there by Jeff Funk as three men surround the intended pass receiver, Mike Bell. Funk nearly picked that one off. Back there with Bell also was Blair Anderson and Mitch Rogers, and Rogers went up for it. Funk nearly got it, and no way was Mike Bell going to get it, and he was the only Preston ball player back there.
Mons had good success throwing short, Larry, but when he goes long, the Bear River defense seems to have those four safeties surrounding the ball carriers and the receivers, and it's very tough for them to make those long passes.
Handoff to Gunderson, and Gunderson picks up 4 yards on the play, brought down by Brad Gunderson. He's in by Brad Gibbs. Bart Gunderson on the play. Second down and 6 coming up from the 46-yard line of Bear River. Third down and 6. 5:03 left in the ball game. Preston on the move, trying to pick up a score. They're down by 20 points. With less than 5 minutes now left in the ball game, John Mond, the senior quarterback for Preston. In motion is Griffith. Pitch back to Winward. Winward finally gathers it in and is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. As he picks up no yards on the play, he juggled that pitch out, and that was the reason Mitch Rogers in on that tackle.
Rogers, make a stop.
Fourth down and 6 coming up. Now what do you do, Jeff? You're late in the ball game. You're 20 points down. You're just across midfield, and you have 6 yards to go to pick up that first down. It looks like they're going for it.
And one thing they've got to be careful of here, Larry, is a pass in the flat or something that Bear River could intercept, because there's clear sailing ahead if they get a pass interception in the flat for touchdown.
Split to the right is Bell. Flank to the right is Griffith. Back to pass is Mond. He's got Griffith. Griffith's got the first down. Griffith working one-on-one is brought down. In a hurry, one-on-one tackle by number 86 in there, Jeff Frog. And once again, Jeff Frog, beautiful defensive player, but a good pressure pass by Mond to Griffith. And a flag on the play once again. And that's going to call back a beautiful play by Preston. And it looks like a holding penalty. 15 yards marched off against Preston. And the officials wander back there a ways from the spot where he was held, which was in the backfield. So actually, it looks like it's going to end up as closer to a 20-yard loss, Jeff.
And, of course, I think that will bring up a punting situation now. One thing Preston has to be aware of, and, of course, Bear River hoping for, their punter has been hitting a line drive putt, and Gibbs back there, the excellent runner for Bear River, is expecting that line drive punt. And if he catches that punt on the run, he could be off to the races once again.
Just like his buddy back there, Jeff Frank. Frank on the far side, Gibbs on the near side. Back to punt is Dan Wright, the left-footed kicker. Flag on the play once again. Wright, end-over-end kick coming down to Gibbs. Gibbs drops the football at the 36-yard line. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Let's see who the flag goes against. It looks like preliminary signal against Preston. Illegal procedure against Preston will probably be declined, I would guess. Unless Bear River would like another chance at that punt.
Illegal procedure on the end.
Of course, if they have them punt once again, that gives them a shot at better field position and more time run off the clock.
That's true, Larry, and with only 3:55 left now, Bear River with a 20-0 lead, they may want to get that ball now, stick to the running game, try to grind out the yardage, chop a couple of minutes off the clock. And it looks like they're going to call it back and make them punt it again. Gibbs and Pronk now go back in punt formation, back to receive, and they're going to punt it all over again.
If they take the penalty, they have it at their own 37-yard line, I should say. With 3:55 left, they back Preston off by taking the penalty, back them off another 5 yards, have another shot at the punt. It'll take a booming punt to cause a loss on this play, and they use up more time. Right, well, in the big rush, he's going to have a short punt this time. It's going to bounce just short of midfield and bounce right at midfield and just into Bear River territory, down at the 48.5-yard line, just short of midfield for Bear River. They'll be on their side of the field. First down and 10 with 3:45 left in the ball game, and Jeff, that locks another 10 seconds off that clock and puts Bear River 11 yards closer to pay dirt.
That's true, Larry, and one important thing Bear River is thinking about, I'm sure, is shutting out the Preston Ball Club. If they hold on to the ball game and the ball now and just grind it out on the ground, they don't want to give Preston another chance at the ball. And by just keeping a very conservative ball game now, they could do just that. We'll have to see if they can accomplish that.
Bear River will be facing a tough Weber Ball Club next week. Pitch back to Brad Gibbs. Gibbs tries to turn the corner. And he comes, correction, not Gibbs, but McGowell. McGowell making the run as he comes around left hand and breaks it. No flag on the play. I don't see any. Thought it was Gibbs at first, but it was McGowell. Not Gibbs, it was Kent McGowell. Beautiful play by Nagal. Nagal, not Gibbs, Nagal, with 3:14 left in the ballgame, scores from 52 yards away. Kent Nagal in that backfield and down on the play as a Preston ball player. He's down and he's hurt. As a point after touchdown will be attempted. One coach and one player out at midfield while everyone else gathers down at the goal line. For that point after, and the officials now say, hey, wait a minute, there's a man down out here, and he's hurt. And it looks like he's had the wind knocked out of him.